Welcome to Ask John. My name is John, and you can ask me things. The purpose of these audio episodes is to give you quick tips relating to careers, including specific careers, exploration, preparation, planning, and everything in between. In today's episode, we are going to be launching into the overarching theme for the next three sections, which is all about resumes. Resumes are the first thing that any employer will see. It's your calling card of sorts in the career world. Resumes can be powerful tools for any internship or job prospect. They are marketing tools that convey your skills, qualifications, experience, and potential value and contributions to an employer. Your resume should provide prospective employers an understanding that you are the right person for the job. Typically, most employers want resumes to stay about one page long. We'll discuss why in just a minute. In today's job market, it is extremely likely that your employer will not meet you at all until you get an interview. This means that your resume needs to represent you in such a way that it will get you into the interview room. That's the ultimate purpose of a resume, to get you in the door and get you in the room so that the employer gets the chance to see you are more than just words on a one-page document. There are specific ways that resumes should be formatted, what content needs to be, and how it is to put it all together. We're going to be spending specific episodes addressing these things in coming episodes, so stay tuned. I have a few general recommendations when it comes to putting together a resume. First, look up the general formatting of a resume, either by just Googling it or, and this is the better option in my opinion, using the Dorenseif Career Pathways resume writing guides that are on the Dorenseif Career Pathways website. Next, start the resume creation process by recording everything that you have done in the last 5 to 7 years. This includes jobs, internships, work studies, clubs, volunteering, athletics, service opportunities, relevant coursework for the job field that you are in, everything. List it out in reverse chronological order, meaning that the most recent first, and then back and back and back, and just list it out. Write out all the responsibilities that you had in this experience, and get deep with this list. Put it in bullet point format, grouped together under section titles. So work experiences under the work experience header, volunteering under volunteering, and so on. This will be a long list of things, and will probably be more than the one-page recommendation that I talked about. That's fine. This isn't the resume that you're going to send in on applications. This is what I call a master resume. It is the resume document that you will add to as you gain more experiences, but will never be actually used on applications. Creating and maintaining a master resume will help you when you are creating your resume for applications because you will already have all the information that you need for a specific job application. Once you have a master resume, we can start talking about your individual resumes for job applications. You should be creating a resume that is specific to the job that you are applying for, tailor-made, so to speak. The master resume simply allows you to not have to completely recreate information every time you do one of these specific resumes. When creating your specific resume, look over the job description in the position advertisement. What skills and attributes is this job opening looking for? Take that information and create your resume to match what skills and experiences that you do have to what they're looking for. Now, don't lie on your resume. Never lie on your resume. But do what you can to mirror what is on the job position that they want for a candidate to what you have and get creative in doing so. Check the boxes that they are looking for in the job description. I like to say, again, that the purpose of your resume is to convince the employer that you have the skills, experiences, and qualifications that they are looking for in the job description so that they will invite you back for an interview. It is the two-dimensional word version of who you are, and to put it bluntly, two-dimensional characters generally are not that exciting. Your resume really should just tick off the boxes of what they want in the candidate, then once you can get the interview, that's where you individually shine and show them who you are as a person. To solidify this idea of just give the people what they're asking for, I want to talk to you about what is known as applicant tracking systems, ATS. In layman's terms, this is computer software that scans through your resume and determines whether your resume and application will continue on to the hiring process or be rejected. For example, think of it this way. You are a big business with a job opening. You post the job to all the job posting sites, Indeed, and all the other ones, as well as your company website. It's not wild to assume that you are going to literally get hundreds of applications. with probably at least 50% of those resumes either not being well written or not even applicable to the job posting at all. Would you want to look over those hundreds of applications and resumes? Yeah, me either. It would be a huge pain. So what the vast, vast majority of companies do is utilize this ATS applicant tracking system to manage this quantity of resumes that they're receiving on the daily. What this software does is scan the resumes, then sort them into different categories. If it finds spelling, grammar, or obvious formatting errors, it automatically rejects those resumes. At the same time, it is scanning the resumes and comparing them to the keywords in the job description. If there's a certain percentage of keywords that match or are close, then the resume goes on to the next round where an actual human being evaluates it. If the percentage is not met, then it rejects the resume. This reduces the amount of work for the hiring person to do from hundreds of resumes to the more manageable amount of less than hundreds, whatever number that is. This is why I say look over the job posting and match it as closely, but as truthfully, as you possibly can. It will seem boring that you are just giving them back what the job posting is saying. Yeah, that might seem a little bit boring. But you will beat the ATS software and get actual human eyes looking at your resume. This being said, I have some words of caution when trying to quote-unquote beat the computer software. Don't just copy and paste the job description into your resume. That will maybe, get you past the ATS, I guess. But eventually an actual person is going to see your resume and is going to see what you're doing and then just reject you then. Another, quote, resume hack that I've heard of from social media, TikTok, all those other places, which this is a terrible idea, by the way, just terrible, is to write out your resume how you want, but then copy and paste the job description either at the end or in between the lines in white font as to be invisible to the viewer, so they're not going to be able to see what you did. This doesn't work. Just blatantly, it doesn't work and don't do it. What the software does is it takes everything written, no matter the color of the font, and changes the formatting to be just a standard format and a standard font size and color. So it's going to show up. And then the ATS is either going to kick it out because it's a jumbled mess, or if it by some miracle passes, again, a hiring manager with human eyes is going to see what you did. So don't do that. This is also why really simple formatting of your resume is important, because the ATS software changes that formatting into a standard format, the one that we are going to be teaching you on the Dornsife Career Pathways website, but we're going to be talking about formatting later, so don't worry about it right now. We'll get into that in another episode. I know that resumes are intimidating. It feels like if you don't do it right, then that sinks your chances for a job that you may want or actually really need. Resume writing is a skill that anyone can develop. It just takes practice. On the Dornsife Career Pathways website, there's a resume writing guide. This is a great place to start. From there, utilize VMock resume writing software, which can also be found on the Dornsife Career Pathways website. VMock is software that will scan through your resume and alert you to any spelling, grammatical, or formatting issues that you might have. It will also give you recommendations on general areas of improvement. I then recommend that you have trusted people around you look it over. Parent, grandparent, professor, friend, roommate, etc., anyone you trust, to give their recommendations. Next, I super recommend you set up an appointment with one of our Dornsife career advisors. We will give you one-on-one advice on how to improve your master resume and the resumes that you're sending out to companies, the more specific ones. I know that getting your resume critiques can be very stressful in a vulnerable time because these are your life experiences and someone is telling you, yeah, that doesn't make sense. They're critiquing you and they're tearing you apart. It's a hard thing to do. But just remember that those around you, if you trust them, or a career advisor, really are trying to help you and just want to help, just want to spruce up those words. Over the next few episodes, we're going to be taking a deep dive into the nitty-gritty of resume writing. This advice is going to be very general, and as we have just spent time talking about, resumes need to be specific. So please come and see us at the Dornsife Career Pathways so you can get the specific advice and help that you need on your resume. We hope you enjoyed today's episode. For more information, visit us at dornsife.usc.edu/careerpathways and follow us on Instagram and Facebook. Thanks for listening, and don't forget to ask John.